starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
Alexander the Great. He's only a guinea pig. What's so great? Can he do tricks?
No.
But the great, that means something special.
Well, he is.
What?
Because I raised him myself, and he's black and white, with blue eyes.
That's nothing.
And he's been on a special diet. See how shiny his coat is?
Let's do something.
Like what?
I don't know, but I'm tired of kid stuff. Why don't we explore out there? Maybe we'll find buried treasure.
In those rocks?
Sure. Or maybe a wild animal. Take your wagon just in case. Come on, get your wagon. An old squirrel.
Yeah, but he's wild.
He's not wild enough.
Listen to Lassie.
Sounds like she's really found something. First time you ever saw a real parachute.
Let's just find something else.
Let's see. Boy, oh boy. What is it?
I don't know. But it must be valuable. See? It was tied onto the parachute.
It's nothing like I ever saw before.
Maybe it's a weather measure.
A what?
You know, something they send high up in the air. And when it comes back, they take its temperature to see how cold it's gonna be.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, let's take it back to your house. Help me.
Do you think we should?
Why not?
Well, okay.
Send us loose.
What are you gonna do?
See what's in this thing.
Be quiet, Lassie. Go ahead. Look in it.
Hmm.
kind of monster is it?
The kind that's, dark and fuzzy. That's good. Who wants to tangle with a monster? Boy, didn't I tell you we'd find something special out here? Here, help me lift it. Maybe we'll get some reward for finding this, whatever it is.
Well, the rocket was fired day before yesterday.
How far into space did it go, Colonel?
Nearly 1,400 miles. When the rocket was halfway across that band of radiation that surrounds the Earth, a signal from our installation caused the rocket to eject the nose cone.
Why are you so sure that it landed on our farm, Colonel?
We're not. We're only sure that it landed within a 20-mile radius. Unless somebody discovers the space capsule by accident, our only hope of finding it is by combing every foot of this area.
Well, you certainly have our permission.
Well, just what does the space capsule look like?
Well, this particular one is cone-shaped. It's about 3 feet long and 9 inches across the base.
Does it contain anything besides instruments?
Yeah, this one did. It contained a passenger, a guinea pig.
A guinea pig?
Well, I thought it was a monster.
Now one word of warning. If you should happen to find that space capsule before we do, please don't touch it. Not under any circumstances.
No, we understand.
Well, thank you both. Capsule and take it back where we found it.
But, Don, he's my pet.
You heard what the colonel said. You want to go to jail?
No, but maybe if we told my folks we didn't know this thing belonged to the army.
You think that'll matter? Alexander, you're drafted. Here, you can carry until we get back to the parachute.
Thank you.
They're coming. Goodbye, Alexander. I sure hope they take good care of you.
He's alive.
Good.
Guinea pig from space and took it to the army, I bet they'd let Alexander go.
Sure, but they'd keep us in jail. You heard what the army told your folks.
I don't care. I want Alexander back.
You don't expect me to help you. I'm going home. Hope they don't put you away for too long.
We've got to find that guinea pig girl. We've got to.
Find it?
Yes. You see, the radio transmitter in the nose cone stopped working just before the nose cone landed here.
No, I thought it'd be a much larger object. Now I can see it must have been like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Well, hardly as bad as that. Parachute was a pretty good landmark.
What would you have done if you couldn't have found it?
Well, we'd have to send up another rocket on the same mission. I'm sure you both realize the enormous amount of work and study and money that goes into one of our space experiments.
Thank goodness you won't have to do this one again.
Colonel Mitchell. Excuse me, sir. May I speak with you alone a moment?
Mr. Martin.
Yes, Colonel.
This isn't the guinea pig we sent into space.
Are you sure?
Look for yourself, sir. This one isn't ours. Besides, the one we sent up wore an identification band on his front leg.
Is it my imagination, or does he look familiar?
He looks like Alexander. Alexander's my son Timmy's pet.
Well, if this is his guinea pig, then...
It is Alexander. It's just a small boy's prank. Isn't it?
I'm afraid it's much more serious than that, Ruth. You remember the colonel had told us that that rocket had been sent up into a belt of deadly radiation which surrounds the Earth?
Yes.
Well, the capsule became highly radioactive.
And by handling it, Timmy has been exposed to radiation.
And the guinea pig's probably been exposed to enough radiation to kill 1,000 men.
Lieutenant.
Oh, no.
That's a theoretical statement. Mrs. Martin, even if your son has our guinea pig, there's a chance. It's a slight one, but still, it's a chance.
How?
Well, because the purpose of this experiment was to see if the material covering the capsule would protect the guinea pig from the radiation in space. Of course, until we find that guinea pig, we won't know whether the covering was penetrated by radiation or not.
Timmy's in danger.
Colonel, we better find him before it's too late.
is it, girl? Did you lose the trail?
Hold it, Mr. Martin. It's probably contaminated. Go ahead.
What does it mean?
It's contaminated. It's radioactive.
Most likely from the capsule, maybe from the guinea pig.
Do you think he's around here, Lassie? Hard to find. We gotta get you back to the army right away. Even if I have to go to jail for it.
Mrs. Martin, stay away from him.
He's our son.
There's no point in your being contaminated, too.
Is that what I am? Contaminated?
You're radioactive, son. Contaminated by this guinea pig here.
I feel all right. I mean, I don't feel sick or anything.
You don't feel radiation until it's too late, son.
Timmy, did anybody else touch that capsule?
It's very important that you tell us.
Don did. We both touched it.
We're going to test you for radiation, Timmy.
Will it hurt?
No, son, this won't hurt a bit. The reading, it's high.
Well, go ahead.
Unless this machine has gone haywire, this guinea pig's practically clean. What radiation there is on it must have come from Timmy here.
Mrs. Martin, we better get him to our base immediately to be decontaminated. He's going to be a mighty sick boy.
What does he mean, Mom? I haven't seen any radiation. Honest.
Timmy, you don't see radiation, and you don't feel it either.
But it's very dangerous. And when you picked up that space capsule, some of it rubbed off on your hands and clothes.
Gosh.
We better get to that other boy.
Yes, please hurry.
On the double, young man.
Boy, I sure am glad Mom never gave me a bath like that.
Breaks the skin off as well as the dirt, huh, son?
Yes, sir. Almost. Well, why'd they burn my clothes? Did they think I was going to stay in the Army?
No, Timmy. They're contaminated. They're full of radioactive material from the space capsule. Because of that, they were dangerous. They had to be destroyed.
I sure am glad the little guinea pig wasn't radioactive.
And so are we, Timmy. It means the ceramic coating on the capsule was a success.
Is he all right?
Oh, he's fine. It's lucky we learned about it when we did.
Oh, we'll always be grateful to you, Colonel.
And I and all the men on my staff, to you.
We dropped Don off at his house first. And boy, it sure looks like he's gonna get it.
And you think you're not, young man?
No, sir. I mean, yes, sir. I guess I am. Missile 009, calling atomic-powered rocket carrier 2. I was just reading all about space to Lassie, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Come over here, son. Timmy, do you realize what almost happened today? Not only did you attempt to conceal something that you knew was wrong, you almost ruined a very important and expensive government experiment.
I know, Dad. But I didn't mean to do anything wrong.
Timmy, I know that you didn't realize what a space capsule was. But I hope this teaches you a good lesson. Now, whenever you come across anything which is unfamiliar to you, something that you don't recognize or understand, don't ever touch it.
I won't, Dad. I promise.
What will you do?
I'll leave it be. I'll come and find you or Mom.
Good boy. You know something? You did a very fine thing in finding the Army's guinea pig. You not only saved its life, you saved the Army's experiment as well. Mother and I are proud of you. Very proud.
There's the one that did most of the work. Lassie. You know, suddenly I'm hungry, Mom.
So am I. Coconut cake?
And milk, too.
We've got a treat for you, too, Lassie. We're all celebrating.